programs. Welcome to Coming Attractions on Come On.
It's still good.
I'm your undefeated champion, Reagan. With me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. Together, we are co-host G. We weren't the preps or the jocks in high school. We weren't on the prom committee. You know what we were? That's right. We are watching The Outsiders to kick off our annual holiday celebration. The one we do every year. That's right. It's Tom Cruisemas. Again, we're going to watch The Outsiders. When is the last time you guys have watched The Outsiders? Shut up.
Let's see. The Outsiders.
We watched it in school.
It's probably about 30 plus years since I've watched The Outsider. Yeah. I think I was an early teenager.
What is it about? Like
gangs.
Maybe.
Pony Boy. Pony Boy sounds familiar, right?
Sounds vaguely familiar.
No, I've seen the movie and it doesn't sound familiar.
Pony Boy? That's Thomas Howell, right?
There's a ton of people in this movie. I know that. But
all right, Tom Cruise is in this movie. Did you watch this in school?
I mean, I could be wrong about that. Maybe we just read the book and I watched the movie at home. Or maybe I never actually watched the movie. Maybe I just read the book. You know, my memory is vague on this. It's not something I ever planned on watching again, but I guess we will, you know.
Well, the premise of Tom Cruisemas is we want to give Tom's legendary career a little... Other than his, you know, Mission Impossible movies, his Top Guns, we're going to watch the four movies of his other work. He's done lots of other stuff. Like, maybe we'll sneak Oblivion in, because I know Ryan loves that movie.
Like Oblivion. I didn't.
Maybe we'll watch War of the Worlds.
I never saw it all the way through. So, yeah, I was watching.
Which one? Oblivion or War of the Worlds?
War of the Worlds. Oblivion I saw in theaters. So I saw that.
Well, that was a mistake.
How quickly
did you realize that your error...
But
you stay till the end.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that terrible that I'm gonna get. It just fell short pretty hard from what I remember of.
It's not great. That's one of the Dan Snyder produced ones, wasn't it?
Dan Snyder produced. I don't.
Yeah, Dan Snyder produced Oblivion and.
Yeah.
Remember when Tom Cruise was at the football team games and stuff? Mm-hmm. So around that period, he definitely. If you search the credits of Oblivion, his name's in there. Mm. A Dan Snyder joint or whatever he put.
That explains why it fell short.
Whatever that guy touches turns to shit. Like, he even tried to take down Tom Cruise for a while. Trying to think of the other... Didn't he do another sci-fi movie, like, around Oblivion that didn't do well?
I have to look at him.
The Edge of Tomorrow was the year after.
That's great, though.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's not great. I'm saying it didn't do well.
But that's not even his fault.
Yeah.
Is Dan Snyder listed on that as well?
I don't know.
He might be a producer of that movie.
This Outsider movie has, like you said,
everybody. Swayze.
Enormous. It's like everybody from the 80s slapped together in one movie. Like, if you can.
It's about like gangs in the 50s or 60s.
I tell from the images I'm seeing on Bing here that it's, you know,
it's Grease. like Grease Jackets, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, go Grease Lightning, go Grease Lightning, except I think they stab each other more than dance and sing. I'm excited to watch it. The only thing I remember is your gold pony boy. Are you golden or you're gold?
But that's, you know, just because of Seinfeld and with Golden Boy and everything.
Is that Step Brothers?
Yeah.
It gets said. It's said a lot. It's a famous movie quote. We're going to need a bigger boat of 60s gang movies. Stay gold, pony boy.
Johnny Cade.
Is that an actor or is that someone? That's a character name.
Ralph Macchio's character apparently is.
Ralph Macchio. God, we're gonna have a great time. This is gonna be the who's who. Who is the female lead in The Outsiders? Ally Sheedy,
Diane Lane.
All right, big name.
Rob Lowe's character is named Soda Pop Curtis. That's got to be a great character right there. Soda Pop Curtis.
I'm very excited. I haven't, like I said, it's been 30 years minimum. It might be a few more. So I'm excited to watch it. So let's stop fooling around. Let's go watch this movie. Let's go watch this trailer. End of line.
In a world where the Brat Pack wasn't old enough to buy a six-pack, one director would form the Voltron of ensemble casts that would pave the way for the next three decades of Hollywood royalty. Starring Daniel-san, before he learned karate, the Swayze Dog, before he danced dirty, and Tom, before he cruised. Before they were the insiders of Hollywood, they stayed gold in Francis Ford Coppola's The Outsiders.